commence our very short session with the crew all on board the High and Dry, which is the scout ship that you guys basically have on loan to you, or sort of as a freebie, basically for about a year, as loaned to you from the scout service, due to the events of what you guys basically did on the in the Flammarion system, if you recall, basically what brought you guys all together, which was the promise of basically a free starship. You remember you just returned from Iterati 10, investigating a case of radio silence for the investigative intelligence commander, Retan Drawn. Having completed your side of the bargain, outstanding warrants for your actions, both on the Flammarion Highport as well as Ralhi, which was, probably took a few more goods than you needed to, were annulled and voided. So you're no longer wanted for suspicion on any of those charges. As far as the Imperium is concerned, you are free and in the clear. With this news in hand, you navigate to the local space bar in the Highport called the Anchor Point to celebrate. Ever mindful that Wade and Jax's enemy, General Giron Stone, will be keeping an eye on you while you are nearby. Now, just to put everything together, while you are in the bar, as luck would have it, there is a Alturian whose name is...
Oh, Squid. Sorry, I didn't think we'd get to a blank. I'll figure one out right now.
That is good. Everyone in the Highport just knows him as Squidface. fortunately, Asang, you saying you see a familiar face as you were drinking in the bar.
Oh, it's Squidface.
Squidface.
Long time no see, you squiddy face.
What was your name?
Asan.
Asan, I say.
What I'll Asan. Do is I'll switch you guys back to the ship so everyone can see each other's names as well. Hopefully that helps.
It sure does. I can't. Oh, Liam's name's not on there. Anyways, I say, Asan, it is favorable we should meet again.
Quite.
I'm in between jobs.
Well, we're in dire need of some people who can offload some stuff.
That's good. I'm good at offloading.
I know.
perhaps Asan would like to introduce the rest of the High and Dry crew while you guys are all in the bar celebrating. Perhaps there's any sort of specialty drinks anyone's drinking, maybe. Jax, there's any particular favourites that Jax enjoys?
Probably one of those... I don't want to be an alcoholic myself, but I can just imagine those chocolate sort of flavoured ones.
Oh, yeah. Like a
what
really
are they called?
Like,
sides.
Munchakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a munchakey sort of like...
Yeah, like a munchake. What are they called?
Jax has a bit of a sweet tooth then.
Yeah.
Perfect. Drinking, shooting down a couple of those.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I suppose I'll lead you to the bar.
Please.
For all intents and purposes, this is the best bar there will be.
The workshop is the bar.
Until I can quickly put together a bar on a map. But please, go ahead.
Oh, everyone, I have found an old friend of mine. This is Squidface.
Oh, hi there.
My fence of prior years. Squidface, this is the crew of the High and Dry.
It is a pleasure to meet each and every one of you.
Good to see you, tentacles. Very nice to meet you as well, and I grab one of his tentacles to shake.
Do not touch me. Not there, at least.
These tentacles are a sacred space. I have almost lost an arm many times doing this.
And lesser men have lost much more.
Perhaps everyone would want to introduce themselves, just to make sure everyone has their character names in mind, I suppose.
I meant no offense, Squidface.
And I took none. Do not worry. So the rest of you, please. Do not be scared. I may look intimidating, but I assure you my days of fencing are long behind me.
Well, Squidface, I'm Bradley. Someday you'll call me Admiral Bradley when I make it into the Space Navy. But for now, Bradley will do.
As you say, Admiral. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out my name at the same time.
you've had quite a few drinks, so I think it's getting to you.
They're getting to me too. I'm Philip. Nice to meet ya.
And you too. Is everyone a human here except for Hassan?
Yes.
Is my voice working now?
Yes, Alex.
Oh, right.
Yes. Welcome.
Okay, good.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
What did Philip say? I already forgot.
Just said hi. I'm already drunk as well.
Fair enough. Well, my character, he tends not to drink. But he's very happy to meet you all. he has had past experiences with alcohol that don't agree with him.
Say no more.
Alex, I'm not sure were you hearing everything that was going on. Basically, we're introducing everyone's characters to Squidface until he decides on a name.
Squiddy.
Yeah, I heard that. So, should I introduce myself?
Please do.
Cool, I'm Dr. Phoenix No More, the doctor of the crew.
Dad is gone.
I also have some making experience, but it's very nice to meet you, Phoenix. Shake his hand.
Hi, I'm the ship scientist. I'm into biology, cosmology, planetology, and I'm also like the crew's land vehicle driver. My name's Jaxa. Nice to meet you.
Cool. I hold out my hand for a curt handshake.
And I return it.
And I met you already, but my name is Wade. I'm the ship's engineer.
It's good to meet you, Wade.
You're new, Squidface. So, what brings you around here?
I haven't thought of that yet, but my character is, well, he's in between jobs. He's been, for now, let's just say he's left the brokerage on his home starport due to some dire circumstances. And we'll leave it at that.
Sounds like you're in some trouble, old friend.
Yes.
But I can't get into it right now.
Prefer not to discuss specifics.
Actually, I found the perfect bar that you guys have never seen before. Well, maybe have never seen before. Well, probably actually seen before, but for all intents and purposes, it looks like a bar on a spaceport.
That's all right. I don't remember any of the bars I've been to.
That one.
Definitely doesn't look familiar.
Not at all. Didn't shoot anyone there.
Not at all.
Just so everyone's up to speed, we use this in our short cyberpunk game that we played.
Gotcha. Neat.
I perhaps had a dream about this place.
It looks weirdly like a bar on a ground thing, but no. Oh no, did I put them as a map or an object? Oh god.
We're just really good at interior decorating.
True.
I look to a song. I don't know why.
Oh, how can I help you?
I have vague recollections of this place and you making a mess. Don't do so this time.
I will not.
Is that girl playing tonight?
Yes. Until I can get another... Until an actual, like a space bar, this will have to do. Right.
Shared dream.
It's a virtual bar.
They have space pool.
I clap Hassan heartily on the back, and I say, getting into girl troubles once again, are we? There you go, next to him. It was you that Luke was talking to, correct?
Yes.
Yes, I have had troubles in my time.
Right, to bring you guys back on track, probably after a few more rounds, I'm assuming does someone potentially in the party offer Squidface a role on the ship? Would anyone like to maybe push out that invite? I'm sure there's something you could think of getting to do.
Oh, I've already, I already did that in my original.
I suppose that's true. You just didn't really. Well, did you find what he needs to do? Or what his role is?
Specialties.
Yes.
No, but if he's vagrant, then I mean, I can't see why just he can't find fill, himself a position
fill,
now.
Fill the slots.
Exactly.
Excellent.
How does it sound?
Okay, I have my name. It's made of different translations of water and ocean.
Excellent.
Alla Montamare.
Yes, please call me
Mool.
Mool.
Mool. Call me Mool again, boy, and see where it takes you.
Okay, Mool.
Mool.
Okay.
Soon after the hiss of an airlock.
Okay. Collectively, just to keep you guys on track, you all decide to move through the ship as you've decided to potentially either travel somewhere or just travel off the Hyport itself. So I suppose, well, you guys are on the ship as well, but I will show you the map. It is entirely within your range to decide where you would like to basically go next. As I mentioned, you're currently in the Iterati system. It's probably the most high-tech system that you'll be in for a while, short of Flammarion itself. Most of the other planets in the system are a little bit more low tech, so if there's anything that you want that's higher tiered or higher tech, this would probably be the best place to get it. So you can either stay in system, go down to the planet itself. So just as a reference, you guys are on the Hyport, which is like an orbital space station. You could go onto the planet itself, or you could go elsewhere into space, which would obviously require jump travel. So it is entirely within your reign to decide where you would like to go.
Well, we do not have any pressing matters, do we?
So why don't we think up a pressing matter?
Well, primarily there was Jexa wanting to attend to her lab ship, which I believe was in the Saxi system.
Which is somewhere here?
It is Spinwood, which is to the west. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so I'm aiming to get back to my ship, but everyone else might have something they want to do along the way.
Well, I do not have anything in particular, but I'm sure eventually we'll find us as we make our way over there.
That is very true.
It has a habit of tailing us.
If I recall correctly, we have a jump distance of 2?
That is correct. The high and dry can do a jump 2, which will allow you to effectively go, if I can draw. Can I draw? I can draw.
Type Penelope?
Yes.
Oh, can I draw? Whoops. I did not mean to do that.
That is okay. My window crack. Sorry, I had a map before that actually shows you what it exactly looks like, which is odd.
Oh my god. It's begun. That's Liam. You can tell by the color, I just realized.
And also the obnoxious laughter.
Okay, with a jump true, you can jump to there we go. You guys should see this in a second. Oh god, that stuffed up.
Oh god, it's appeared as a giant penis. Oh.
Okay, can everyone see the black square?
Yes.
Don't look at the penis.
I can't stop! Help!
That is the capacity of your jump travel, basically. So you can go to, if you're going Spinwood, go Hachur, Usella, Penelope, or if you wanted to go back towards more the core or to Flammarion, you could go to Ralhi, which is where you had traveled to previously, which was the planet with the domes. Debar, Astaltine, or try and get closer to Flammarion. So that is entirely within your reign. You do have access to the ship's computer as well as a database of different planets and systems. So before deciding on where you'd like to jump, you could always do a little bit of research into where you'd like to jump to.
I recommend we do that.
Do we need anything monetarily, financially, equipmentally?
How many credits does everyone have?
I have 11,000.
I have the same.
Get my character sheet up.
Hey Ben, is it alright if I bring some equipment with me out of my cash? I'll just pay for some stuff.
That is fine.
Okay.
I have 45,000.
All right.
Okay. Phoenix is
we get it. You have stable employment.
I have 82,000 credits.
Oh, I'm not the richest.
I have 75,000.
What?
Plus the TAS membership. So.
I think a lot of that money also came from when you guys sold off the cybernetic parts from the Relhi system as well.
Yeah.
So potentially some of those shares should be like a group fund, but yes.
Yeah.
Don't forget you also have half a ton of narcotics on the ship as well. So.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's maybe we should find somewhere to sell those.
What's that noise?
Find or use them.
Fortunately, we have someone who can sell things. Or was used to be able to.
Ah, Mool.
Connections.
Where should we go then, Mool?
Maybe
it's mostly hallucinogens, which I'm told are popular with the young kids of Ralhi.
In my experience, the less money, the more depravity within a system. So maybe, you know, Ralhi or Usela.
Usela sounds nice.
But it gets us on our way too.
It's also out of range of that red stuff, which I'm not sure about.
That so, was Imperial?
Red represents Imperium controlled space, yes.
Which is not good.
The Imperial's nice.
They're fine. They're just like any sort of...
Until you start selling hallucinogens.
Without the right paperwork.
Correct.
Which I don't like filing because it's fucking bureaucracy. Which is why I'm a Yoho.
Unless you really want to go to Goth and sell it there.
Goth IHOP?
Oh, go Hatchio, do you mean?
No, Goth.
Goth.
That's outside our range.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Away.
Meaning, like, sell it after, like, our second jump, basically.
Interesting.
Yeah. To Saxy, because we'll be closer.
Is this something about Goth that...
Well, you could always do a search in the, like TAS library for the statistics on the planet or the system. Maybe we want to find out a bit of information. Usually what you'd want to do, typically if you're trying to sell narcotics, is find a planetary system that has a low law level. More than likely. If you try to sell drugs on a system that has a high law level, you'll probably get into trouble and have a bad time.
Yeah.
How do we tell law level on the map? Sorry.
That particular map is not going to show you because I basically took a screenshot. I will link you to, because you all have access to a wonderful database called the internet, the system that I use that has all the information, which is this baby, troublemap.com. But for role-playing purposes, I will also happily act as the ship's database interface system. So feel free to talk to the ship.
All right, well, I'm going to ask which one has the lowest law level of out of Usela, Gohatua, and Penelope.
Searching. Penelope has the lowest law level.
What's the law level of Penelope?
Law level of 2.
Which indicates...
Any weapons or firearms are permitted, except for anything like a portable energy weapon. So everything bar that is usually permitted.
Okay.
On the travel, on planet.
Alright.
A portable energy weapon.
Yes.
Does that include a laser pistol?
Quite possibly, yes. But given the size of the weapon, you may be able to sneak it past most security systems.
The only weapon I have.
As a typical note, the average lore level on planet of Penelope is a level of 4, which is very low. Penelope is also a system that primarily has a large colony on the Arctic circle of the planet. Most of the planet itself is a desert world. There is works currently underway to terraform the planet, so most of the population lives on the Arctic circle where there is a supply of water.
Oh, yes.
Cool.
Knowledge is power.
Well, I think Penelope is probably going to be our most suitable option. What do you guys think?
Sounds good to me.
You may also query the other planets as well if you choose.
Yeah. I'm having a look at Usela. A very unimportant place.
Yes, Usella is essentially known as a garden world. It has a high number of
hippies.
Hippies, as well as a lot of agricultural exports. So primarily a garden, sort of, you know, agricultural world as well.
I like gardens.
Gohachio is essentially the same as well. It's a slightly larger planet, but primary exports are essentially food as well as animal crops. They're then exported to other worlds.
Gohachio has a low level of sticks, so I don't think you want to go there.
Probably not.
Yeah, Karen, as I expected, a place full of entitled people.
The Karens.
Yeah. Nobility, knight, baron, and duke.
All yes. Right. Karen has been issued with a caution travel alert due to a number of things, including the high law level, I believe, as well as the government type, which is a captive government. So it is a captive government of the Imperium system. It is actually ruled from afar from an Iterati council that rules over Karen as well. So the more you know.
Oh, I thought you were talking about... I was joking about, you know, women named Karen. Sorry, I didn't realize.
Karen. It's always the Karens.
Ruled by Karens.
Yeah. The planet of Karens. Really sorry, what was Phoenix going
to... The planet wants to take over the system and speak to the manager of the system.
Oh, perfect. So, if you were going to go Spinward, your primary options for planets to go to are, if I can load the color chart, if it loads, Usella, Gohachio, or Penelope.
I vote Penelope.
I vote Penelope.
Yeah, Penelope.
Yeah, Penelope.
Yeah, right. Penelope sounds good.
No worries.
Seems to be a bit more there than Usella.
Okay, let me get these stats. Okay, no worries. Alright, was there anything else you wanted to do, purchase, or sell while you were in the Iterati high port?
I would like to get more stun grenades.
You can most certainly do that. You can more than likely travel and speak with the people that you had spoken to in game time. This was probably just about a couple of days ago. The people that you bought your laser weapon from. I can't remember the name off the top of my head because I don't have those notes. But yes, you can purchase. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh no. I believe he was the same race as Liam's character.
Oh yes, it was a Varga that sold. Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, it was a Varga.
I just don't have his name, but that is okay. How many sun grenades would you have purchased, or would you buy?
I would say 5.
No worries. If you want to remove that price, I will allow that, and then you guys can get the ship into gear. Now, who has the best? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, after buying a broadsword.
Broadsword.
The broadsword! But I'd like to flavor it as a large hammer.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Like
a two-handed weapon that is a hammer. Is that okay?
That is fine. It is more of a primitive weapon, but given that you've had a history of being a barbarian, that should be fine.
Bonk. Okay, cool. Awesome. I'd also like to buy some armor. I'm trying to read the chapter on armor and pay attention at the same time, but it's not going well.
If you'd like to confirm what you had purchased after this session, that would be fine, and we can sort that out. So that's
sure thing, boss. Sounds good.
Easy. Okay. No worries. All right. Anything else anybody wanted to buy, purchase, or sell?
Oh, can I buy a med kit?
You may do that.
You know what you should buy, Jackson?
What?
Full plate armor.
I don't think it's that sort of money.
I don't think I do.
Well, imagine tentacle armor. Imagine like.
Can I buy a med kit as well? Actually,
plus 6 protection from full plate. Is amazing.
Yes, Phoenix is also able to buy a med kit.
How much
TL level are we in?
Does that cost?
I will have to check. Let me check my notes.
Ooh, I already have one.
What are we looking at?
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. It is... Don't look at weapons, don't look at grenades. Don't look at sensors. I want to look at... Don't look at computers.
Grenade.
What am I after?
Should I buy some frag grenades?
What sort of tech level would you like to buy for your med kit? Phoenix, there are a couple of different tech levels available which increase in price as you purchase them. Given that Iterati is a... If I can check the level... it is a very high technology level. You have all the way up until about TL 14, which costs $10,000 per med kit, which is good though, because they do last a while, which grants you a +3 to all medic checks. So it may have to be a group investment if you decide to buy this med kit. It's a very advanced med kit.
I'll buy one and then...
Did I ever buy one?
I don't think so.
I have a medikit, but not.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, then no, that's the same thing.
Yeah, medikit too.
What tech level did it have anything marked?
Tech level 10.
Let me quick check.
So a tech level 10 medikit grants you a +1 to your medic checks performed for first aid.
Yeah. Sweet. It could have been, it could have been one of the lower tech levels, like. Couldn't be too high, so...
Sure. Well, given that this is Iterati, you have a high number of very, very high technology items available to you, so...
Okay.
That's all good.
I think Jexa might buy another sort of weapon which might be more suitable than Penelope that could get past the law.
Given that they have everything bar energy weapons, that is going to be quite a few items. So is there anything specifically that she has experience in that she would like to buy? Are we talking melee or ranged?
Gun combat,
yeah. No worries.
Well, TL-16, damn.
I just increased her skill to 2.
In gun combat?
Yeah.
That is good. Okay, you have a variety, if you'd like, do you have a specialty of gun combat? Or actually, you probably
I don't have a specialty.
You have to choose one.
Yeah.
As you go over then... gun combat 0, yeah.
There's like slug energy and plasma, maybe?
Yeah.
Something.
So have a read of this as well. Oh, there's archaic, which is like.
Archaic energy or.
Go to the page. Oh, you lost the page.
Yeah.
There was a page that had the guns. That's okay.
Got it, I think. No.
Nope. You'll probably want slug weapons. Slug. They're like traditional. Firing bullet firearms.
Yeah, that sounds about right. For
the sake of gameplay, feel free to decide before we play next what you purchased from Iterati before we leave, and I'll just retroactively have that sorted out for you guys. All right, who is going to be the pilot of this ship?
Not me.
Not me.
All right.
Wasn't Asan our pilot?
He has one of the best pilots.
Asan was our secondary. I believe Phoenix was our primary.
What is your skill like, Phoenix?
I remember Bradley trying.
It wasn't me. I don't have pilots.
Wasn't it Bradley?
We want astrogation, I think.
There's a few different checks you require to make a successful jump.
I have astrogation.
So I will give you the requirements that I need from you guys. So just to get out of the high port as well as to fly out of the system, I will just require a basic pilot check, which someone will have to. Be the in the captain's chair, so to speak. If someone would like to do it, feel free to decide whereabouts you guys are on the ship as well.
I suppose that's me then, because I've got the pilot's kind of terror.
Very possibly, but there will have to be someone that is performing the astrogation checks as well as plotting the jump, and then someone that is also actually doing the engineering jump check as well. So there's a few different steps to take.
Yeah. So I have navigation 3.
I have astrogation 1.
Okay. Navigation is for water-based or land-based
okay, cool.
things, so it doesn't really apply in space. There's another dimension to think about.
I am of no use.
That is okay. All right.
So we have Asan in the pilot's chair.
That looks about right, yep.
Wade?
Yep.
Wade? On the plotting a course, I imagine. And then we need one more person.
I will need someone, probably Wade may have to do 2 things unless anyone has does anyone have engineering as well?
I have electronics, but that's
better. I think someone should have engineering. Everyone check the character sheets.
Someone definitely does, yeah. I was looking through them today.
Yeah. Because I'm like primary engineer in Engineer 2. With no specification. Wait a second.
I need someone with an engineer to be the jump drive operator, basically, for the jump.
I'll do it. I've got zero in it.
I cannot pilot a ship, but anything.
Maybe I should operate the jump drive.
I'll need someone to do astrogation and then someone to do jump, but for gameplay purposes, I can't get you to do both at the same time.
Yeah, I'll do jump, because, high skill level in engineer, so.
Does anyone have astrogation other than Wade?
Nope.
I guess I have to teach someone at some stage.
Maybe.
Okay, Wade, I will allow you to do both astrogation and engineering, but it'll have to be at a disadvantage because you're running around doing two things at once, basically.
Okay.
Asang, I will get you to, first of all, do a piloting check for me just to get yourself out of the starport as well as get out of the system. You have to leave what's called the 100 diameter limit, basically, to make sure you're not stuck in a gravity well. If you would like to roll for me, 2d6 plus your skill plus your int or education.
9.
Excellent. With a man of time, you are easily fly the High End Ray, which is the ship that you guys are in, out of the high port. It takes you about half a day to reach sort of the outer edge of the sort of the inner system, which then takes you outside of the 100 diameter jump limit. The ship is now essentially ready to jump. I will require an astrogation check, which is an easy threshold. Pretty much anything above 4 is... actually, let me check. -1 for each parsec. All right, I need an astrogation of at least 6 or more for your roll, please. Wait.
Okay. Do you want disadvantage on this one?
I will take and a disadvantage of 1, which then puts the threshold to 7 for your roll.
7, all right. 6. Oh, no. That's 3, that is 4, and that's 5.
You spend about 2 hours as the ship is flying out trying to plot a course through the different sort of stars that are in the way as you plan your jump. The computer does not accept your input. You may try again, if you'd like.
I will try again.
Okay, go for it. Again,
sorry, the threshold will be set. Been a long time.
While this is happening, what is, say, for example... Squidface or Jaxa or Philip, who seems to be emanating a purple haze.
Philip has made his way into the probe drones.
Sure.
And he's got a nice little pink aura around him. He's feeling very buzzed.
Love it.
He's got a little love heart going on. You know?
Excellent.
A bit of chemistry going on with the probe drones, anyway.
Wade has been drinking too much.
I stand behind Z as he attempts to start the ship up, clearly intoxicated, chuckling to myself, not overtly.
My ineptability.
I am doing research.
Research on what?
The planet that we are going to, Penelope.
Very good. As you had checked from the systems database, it is primarily a dry planet, so mostly desert, with as I mentioned, a small sort of Arctic region to the north, like on the North Pole, where most of the planet lives.
And the Kola region.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. Yes, but you'll probably have more data as you jump into the system.
Yeah.
But for now, that gives you enough to go on at the moment. So I will probably see if you can give me... final check. We can increase the time span if you like as well for Wade to make sure that he actually passes it. So typically this is a 1d10 check to plot it. Let's say it's going to take you 1d something hours. So as an example, give it another crack, and this time trying to plot this course, it's going to take you an hour to plot this course.
Okay. Yay. That's an 8 on the dice already.
Excellent. So. You begin to sober up somewhat, and you plot a successful astrogation course through the stars that the computer then accepts as input for the jump. The final thing to actually jump the ship will be an engineer check.
Yes.
So if you also want to give that one a go, I will accept it. If anyone such as Phoenix, if you actually want to assist, perhaps learn a thing as well, I will allow you to also go to the engineering room if you want to assist Wade with the role. Feel free to do so, Alex. Oh. Excellent. I will get you to, if you like, Alex, roll first. So you just want to roll an engineering plus, say, education. So 2d6 plus your engineering plus education. And for reference, the jump drive is towards the base of the ship. Also, the what's the back of a ship called in
nautical terms? What was the roll command again? It was slash roll 2d space 2d6, right?
Slash r space 2d6 plus any modifiers that you have. You may have to do it in the general chat. I think it should work.
I think it would work here.
Yes. That'll also work. Excellent. That wasn't too bad. Again, I'm going to say, given that you guys aren't under any sort of duress, let's increase the time span for that one. So you spend several hours working with Wade to just go over the typical system checks that are required. That's fine. Now, I'll need Wade to also make his actual engineering check as well, just to finish off the jump. So I'll need you to roll a 2d6 plus engineering. If you have a specialty in jump drive, that can also be applied. Plus education.
Yeah, for some reason I don't have a specialty yet. But I think I did pick jump drive last time.
May not have ever written it. No, that's all right. Yeah, but, that's all good. So I'll let you fill that out later.
Yep, so that's an 8 plus my engineering, which is a 10, plus my education, which is 11. So.
And that was for the actual jump roll? Excellent. The ship jumps successfully into jump space, which is the space between spaces, so to speak. And the ship disappears from space for about a week. Actually, let's figure this out. Let's do the math. Let's get a calculator out. Let's figure out how long this takes. So I'm going to figure out how long it takes. Could be just over a week. Okay, just shy of a week. The ship spends in jump space. So was there anything in particular anyone wanted to spend the week doing in jump space? So you're pretty much isolated from the universe during this time.
I'd like to get acquainted with my quarters. Asan, if it's all right with you, can we bunk together? You're the only person I know here and I'm scared.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You can train your characteristics, can't you?
With the new rules that we're going to be using, yes, you may choose to train them with your experience points, yes.
Yeah, I just want to train up my dexterity, so it's not a negative one.
Go for it. Yeah. You can then, if you want to invest your experience points in that, that should be fine. It may just take you a little while to do it.
So can you use... So those experience points that you gave us...
Yep.
Before, can you put those into characteristics?
Yes, I have a read through of the image I sent as well. It does also cover characteristics.
Okay.
But yes, feel free to have a read. And if you want to save them up in the future as well to use for your characteristics, feel free to go ahead.
Nice.
So physical characteristics cost pretty much what the characteristic value will be, but intellect or education is double that. So it's a little bit harder to train those up. It's not like a physical attribute.
So
have a read through of it, but if, say for example, you had a skill on 4 at the moment, like you had a strength of 4, you wanted to go to 5, it would cost you 5 experience points to go up to 5.
Okay, so what if my strength is like -1 and I wanted to get to like...
What's the actual value? Not the modifier?
4.
Okay, so if you wanted to take it to 5, it would cost you 5 experience points.
Oh wow.
Yes.
There you go. It's a lot.
So, yeah, it's a lot, but it's a permanent characteristic change, which... potentially in some situations would get you out of that -1, which would be handy. So,
yeah.
Excellent. All right. Was there anything anyone else wanted to focus on during their week of jump travel?
I am practicing melee, so I'm probably like punching a bag or something.
Excellent. I believe there was already a bag in place.
Yeah.
It is now a little bit crowded on the ship, so there's quite a few occasions where you guys are walking through the corridors of the ship. It's a little bit bumpy. Do make a note as well that you still have your ground car that you took the Relhi in the cargo system, which is in the cargo hold.
Is it all the narcotics?
So there's a little, there's a little car here.
Yeah.
There you go.
Looks like a wiener.
No, because there's a door, so a wiener doesn't have a door.
Wait, does it? Yours doesn't have a door.
It's also leaking a little bit of oil.
I would like to familiarize myself with the ship's turret.
You certainly can.
And, I'd like to study engineering.
You can certainly query Wade about how the jump drive works for Wade if you'd like. Alex, I'll talk to you probably after this as well, or over the next week, how you want to use your experience points. I'm not sure whether you heard the entire conversation, but you'll have some experience points you can then spend to develop your character. So we'll go through that. So we'll go through that a little bit later, and you can decide on what you want to spend it on.
Cool, thanks.
No worries.
Would I be able to train my dexterity?
Have you used your experience points yet?
No, but then again, I also don't know how many I have.
You have four. I've given everyone four. So just for goodwill.
And so to, as you just said, so yes. Based on my current rating is how much I have to spend to get it up another rating.
So what is your current skill? So
my current is at 5.
Yep, and you want to get it to 6?
Yeah.
It'll cost you 6 experience points. It's so it's
6.
Ooh. Yes.
So it's the one you want to go to. Rough.
Okay. So you may have to continue saving your experience points for a little while.
That's exactly what I will be doing.
Fair enough.
How do you tell which skills are linked to which characteristics?
Usually it's just a case of what seems relevant in the situation. So typically you can be a bit flexible about what needs to be done. So I'm usually flexible with intelligence over education. You could have had an experience with doing something like, say, for example, a jump drive, or you could just be using sheer luck and say, yeah, this looks about right, and then just use intellect. So sometimes you just have to make a guess. So I'm pretty flexible with how it works. Sometimes the physical attributes are a little bit more sort of like you should be using this, but based on the situation, I'm willing to let things slide sometimes.
Okay, cool.
Yes. Also, in regards to Bradley inspecting the turret, it is a single turret which has equipped to it a... what is this? A beam laser.
Ooh.
Which is confusing.
I wonder if heavy weapons covers that or not.
There's a gunner skill.
I believe gunner is what is used for this.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. I noticed while I was inspecting our cargo hold that the vehicle in there is leaking oil. So I'd like to apply my mechanic skill to fix that oil leak.
Sure. Give me a mechanic roll.
Haha. I was hoping you'd say that.
Yes. 2d6 plus, let's say for this, intelligence. Oh, actually, no, sorry. Let's say education. You've fixed stuff in the past, yes.
Look at that.
Oh, that is very nice. You managed to use a couple of spare parts that you had laying around, and you fixed the leaking ground car.
Nothing a little bit of hallucinogens can't fix.
Very true. Okay, excellent. All right, if there was nothing else that anyone was focusing on for the time being, another few days pass without much happening at all, and the ship exits jump space. You then land essentially in the outer rim or the outer part of the solar system of, if I can clear the map, of the Penelope system. Ba-bam. Which is excellent. And I will just give you a summary. There is a few gas giants towards the outer part of the system, which you can always use for refueling. You will have to refuel before you jump again. I've double-checked the amount of fuelage that you guys have, so you always have to jump after you do a jump two. So just keep that in mind before you can leave the system. You will have to refuel either by purchasing fuel or by filling up yourself via a gas giant. So keep that in mind.